Karen keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You think Brian Flores is the least of the NFL's problems? You may be right. The very latest, a former Washington Commanders employee says the team's billionaire owner, Dan Snyder, groped her at a work event and then tried shoving her into his limo. Golly. And this is not the cancel culture at work or anything like that. It's just that there are some very, very strange people out there doing some very, very strange things. But the fact that the Washington Commanders, that's their new name. They used to be the Redskins and then the Washington football team. Now they are the Commanders. Now their owner has problems. John Elway has problems. Gosh, I mean, on and on and on it goes. It's just getting ugly out there. In the National Football League, and this may be good, you know, whether you're CNN, you know, which had Chris Cuomo and Jeff Zucker and all these people being exposed and being outed, and now we're gonna find out there's more. That's why, really. Well, CNN, as a good example, CNN, there's more stuff that's going to be found out about what's going on there. There is stuff we don't know about now that we will know in the coming weeks and months. Stay where you are. Coming up, Mark Robertson, candidate for Congress, will join us on an AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. U.S. military forces have killed the leader of the Islamic State terrorist organization. Greg Clugston reports.
President Biden announced that the ISIS leader was killed during a raid carried out by U.S. Special Forces in northwestern Syria.
The United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS.
Despite efforts to minimize civilian casualties, several people were killed, including women and children, because Abu Ibrahim al-Qureshi exploded a bomb as U.S. forces approached. As a result, the president said a major global terrorist threat has been removed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 200,000 homes and businesses lost power across the U.S. on Thursday as power companies struggled to keep pace with freezing rain and snow that weighed down trees, limbs, and encrusted power lines. Part of a multi-day winter storm that dumped more than a foot of snow in parts of the Midwest and triggered weather warnings from Texas to the Northeast. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state's power grid is in a much better state than when it collapsed last winter, leaving people in the cold for days.
as compared to last year, Texas has about 15% more power generation capacity. There is also more reserve power available than last year. Unlike last year, winterization has been required for power generators.
The U.S. is accusing the Kremlin of an elaborate plot to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces that Russia could use as a pretext to take military action against its neighbor. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the scheme includes production of a graphic propaganda video. A rough day on Wall Street as Facebook faced some real problems. The Dow down by 518 points. The Nasdaq dropped 538. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Help Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas fill their pantry for families. On Saturday, February 5th, volunteers will be at Smith's Food and Drug locations throughout the valley from 9 a.m. until noon, handing out wish lists and accepting food items, gift cards, and cash donations. While you're out shopping for the big game, be sure to pick up a few items to support families of critically ill children staying at the Ronald McDonald House. For more information on how you can help, visit rmhlv.org.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The North Las Vegas mother who lost seven relatives in a high-speed crash over the weekend has closed her GoFundMe page after it raised more than $300,000 for funeral expenses. Erlinda Zacharias thanked everyone for their help, saying she had no words and that only God will give her strength and resignation. Zacharias lost four children, two stepsons, and her younger brother in a six-car crash caused by Gary Dean Anderson, whose Dodge Challenger was going more than 100 miles per hour when it ran a red light at Commerce and Cheyenne on Saturday afternoon. Anderson and his passenger also died in that crash. Well, the East-West Shrine Bowl, America's longest-running college football all-star game, which supports Shriners Hospitals for Children, is going to be played tonight at the home of the Las Vegas Raiders as part of the NFL Pro Bowl week. Televised nationally during prime time on the NFL Network, the East-West Shrine Bowl will kick off at Allegiant Stadium, which will bring approximately 125 of the nation's top college seniors to be coached by the NFL staffs for a week of preparation in front of hundreds of NFL scouts.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Still have a stranded vehicle on the right shoulder down there in Henderson, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Also, a little heavier than usual flows there too, 215 westbound at Valley Verde, and delays continue on the 515 between Main and Eastern.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, and we always save the best for last. We always do that. Mark Robertson joining us, candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, and he has made the switch from CD3 to CD1. We talked with him when he was running, when he had just announced for CD3. Mark, how you been? It has been a while.
Hey, Kevin, I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on the show today.
I got to ask you, I was surprised that last time we talked, you were running in CD3. You're now running in CD1. Why the switch?
Well, the boundaries were changed. The Nevada legislature changed the boundaries, and I now live smack dab in the middle of a CD1. CD1's where we were, where our family was originally. Then CD3 was formed, but now we're back in one, and it couldn't have been a better move for us.
Let me ask you: Dina Titus is really upset at what they did to her with redistricting. What does this mean for you moving from 3-1? Is it a more Republican friendly piece of property?
Well, I changed to CD1 because that's where I live. I think it's important that representatives live in the district that they represent. I'll be accountable to the people of CD1 because they're my friends and my neighbors. They know where I live and they can hold me accountable. And so that's the reason I changed. It wasn't because of any strategic decision on my part. It's just that the boundaries changed and I now live in CD1. But it's been great. Just like you said, Dina Titus, who can read political tea leaves better than anyone, says that she's been effed. And she's absolutely right. She is absolutely right. She has lost all of her advantage. She used to have this 70% Democrat district. It's now less than 41% Democrat, meaning it's now 60% Republican and independent.
Let me ask you, and I've been talking with a lot of candidates out there. It really is not a part of a primary race because Republicans vote in the Republican primary, Democrats in the Democrat primary, and independents kind of they just kind of hang out. I'm curious what you think of the district from an independent standpoint. Do you have a lot of independents in that district?
We do. In fact, independents will decide the general election, and there's a big percentage of independents, right around 30% are independents.
Wow. Is there any effort that you're making to get some of these independents to re-register?
Yeah, absolutely. We are working along with other candidates and going door to door. And there's a huge number of independents, even Democrats, who are now registering as Republicans. None of them like the direction the country's going, and we're picking up a lot of people into the Republican Party.
Again, Mark Robertson joining as candidate for Congress in CD1. When we talked to you, you were in CD3. A lot of folks may not have heard the interview. Give us a quick thumbnail sketch of you and your family and your experience and kind of the Mark Robertson resume.
All right. Yeah, people ask me often, what makes you qualified to be in Congress? And there's three things. I have deep community ties, I have national service, and I have international experience. My wife and I raised our four children in CD1. I owned a business in CD1. I was a leader in my church in CD1. And so we have worked, shopped, played, and served all in this district, so deep ties. And then I have 30 years of service to the nation in the U.S. Army. I enlisted as a private and retired as a colonel. During that time, I deployed to 10 different foreign countries. And one of my last assignments was to the Pentagon, where I worked on national policy issues. So deep ties to the community, national service, and finally, international experience. You know, we saw today that that Biden approved the special forces to go in and take out an ISIS leader in Syria. My last deployment, I was in Ankara, Turkey, in support of operations in Syria. I was a part of the U.S. delegation to the Global Coalition Against ISIS. It was the 68 countries that came up with the strategy to defeat the caliphate that was in Iraq and Syria, and we were successful. And I applaud those brave young men and women who today went into Syria and took out another ISIS leader.
Yeah, the number one ISIS leader is dead after a raid by special forces. Can you talk a little bit with your knowledge of the military at a very high level, and as you mentioned, your experience, your life experience there, as far as how much work goes into a raid like that? The fact they chose not to do like an air raid where you do bombing from aircraft, but that the fact that you actually sent boots on the ground into an area. Can you talk about the preparation that goes into that?
Yeah, I can. I spent 3 years as a military planner, and I know the level of detail that goes into these type of operations. They would have planned it. They would have been have a high degree of confidence in the intelligence they have. They'd have a high degree of confidence that they know when that guy would be in that building. And then they would rehearse the actions that they would take on the objectives. And so those rehearsals would have been in a third country. They would have been someplace out of the area so they couldn't have been spotted. And then they rehearse it over and over again. And these brave young men and women in our military, they are physically fit, they're mentally tough, and they're ready when their combatant commander calls on them. And it appears this time, President Biden allowed the military to do the planning and execution, and they were successful, unlike when he had his fingerprints all over the withdrawal of Afghanistan.
Yeah, which was just absolutely awful. I want to ask you, this is a question that gets asked a lot. Worrying about collateral damage, worried about children being killed, families being killed. Do we do it from the air? Do we do it with boots on the ground? Is that a consideration that the military talks about?
Absolutely. And I'm sure that's why we didn't just bomb that area. We went in there with a precision strike. And it appears, at least from the media reports, that the innocent civilians who lost their lives was a result of the terrorist blowing himself up, not because Americans were targeting the civilians. And so, yeah, I can tell you from an individual soldier's point of view, and my son was in military intelligence and was often on these types of raids where they would go in and grab a bad guy. It's a very personal thing, and you do not want to injure physically or mentally injure those innocents that are happen to be in the same area as these bad guys.
Want to take you into another area if I can. The campaign that is underway, the March deadline, the June primary election, and then, of course, the general in November. Can you talk about, I've been hearing some polling out of one that is interesting that has you leading.
It does. Well, yeah, an independent polling agency polled likely Republican primary voters. Now, still a third of them are undecided, but of those who picked a candidate, we had a 34% lead over the next Republican on the ballot. So we're feeling very confident, but we're not taking anything for granted. I sold my business, I quit my job, and I'm campaigning full-time. I spend all day, every day, out talking to the voters in CD1.
And what is your sense with so many people? I know in one of the races, in one of the Senate races, the U.S. Senate races, they've got something like 49% that don't have an opinion about the race. Do you find that voters that you talk to, are they engaged?
They're getting more engaged. Like I said, there's still about a third who did not have an opinion yet. So that's better than what you talked about in some of these other races. But I attribute that to the fact that I've been out there for a year. I've been holding meetings with voters, three or four meet and greets a week for the last 52 weeks. And so we've been out there a lot and have talked to a lot of people. And so I think maybe in CD1 they're a little bit more engaged than in other areas.
Yeah, Mark, I get a sense, and I could be wrong on this thing, that foreign policy may be on the ballot come June, come November. And I'm just curious, do we need to be in Ukraine? Do we need to even be in Eastern Europe under the auspices of NATO when Ukraine isn't even a member of NATO?
Yeah, I don't think there's any vital American interest that says that we should spend a dollar or a drop of American blood in Ukraine. It is the Europeans that need to step up and start paying for their own defense. President Trump had it right when he was holding NATO accountable for the obligations they have to pay for their own defense. And it's these European nations that ought to be stepping up. We ought to support with arms sales and those type of things. But yeah, we shouldn't expend one drop of American blood over there.
And if we aren't putting boots on the ground in Ukraine or in Belarus or other places like that, or Poland or Germany, should we be putting boots on the ground along our southern border? Because whatever the Biden administration's doing, it ain't working.
Yeah, no, what a failed policy that is. I mean, the Democrats must define a minor incursion, Biden's words, as 2 million people coming across our southern border illegally. We have got to seal that border. We've got to get back to where we were just over a year ago, where people were staying in Mexico, where the border was secure, where we were giving border agents the resources they need to do their job. Now they're just babysitters helping to facilitate the human trafficking and sending people illegally all over our country. It's just a travesty.
It's interesting. I was just looking on my smartphone, and Amazon is raising the price of Prime, one of those video services, to $139 per year and $14.99 per month. Inflation is hitting us everywhere. What should this administration be doing to eliminate the Biden inflation?
Yeah, so I told you I've been out talking to voters, and this comes up every time as their number one concern. It's inflation and the economy. People are struggling in my district to pay for gas and groceries. And it's all caused by the Bidenomics, where they print and spend money that we don't have. This is basic Econ 101. I have a degree in finance and an MBA, and I taught finance at UNLV. And the freshmen know that when you have too many dollars chasing too few goods, that inflation is the result. And it is an unfair tax. It is the most cruel tax because it hits the low income and those on fixed incomes the worst. We have got to control federal spending. We got to stop spending money we don't have. That's what's causing all this inflation.
Mark, I know that you've been running for a year for this office, and I'm curious, what is it you need from my listeners, from folks that say, hey, that Mark Robertson, he sounds like a good dude. I think I'll vote for him, but I'd like to help him. What is it you need from them?
Hey, this is like fighting for our country. This is like those revolutionaries during the forming of our country, where people, patriots, got together, and they all enlisted in the effort. And that's what we need. We need people who enlist in the effort. They can go to my website, robertsonforcongress.com, robertsonforcongress.com, and they can volunteer. We need people to help us get the vote out, to call people, to knock on doors. It's only 88 days until mail-in ballots hit the mailboxes. So we need to get organized as volunteers. It's also an expensive proposition to get the word out. Those mailings that hit our mailboxes are expensive, and so people can donate $5, $10 to the cause, and they can do that at robertsonforcongress.com.
And is that the number four or F-O-R?
F-O-R.
Very good.
Robertson, F-O-R, Congress. Yeah, and then they can just talk to their friends and neighbors and get people excited, get them out to the vote. Voter turnout is going to determine the results of this general campaign.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Mark, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds great, Kev. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Mark Robertson, candidate for Congress, CD1, retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, and good guy. Good guy. Strong on defense. I think when it comes to foreign policy and military, Mark Robertson is going to have a leg up on a lot of folks as far as being able to talk shop about the military. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner?
Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center?
Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you.
But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the mountains of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Utah.
The deserts of Arizona and Nevada. The Pacific coasts of Washington, Oregon, and California.
To the wilderness of Alaska and islands of Hawaii and Guam.
We are here. here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference.
Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.